Klar. Was ich jetzt gelernt habe, wie ich das zu allem. Wie ich das zu allem said that the reason why you have other vegetables first is in order to be able to say Adam first. So this shit I haven't yet conquered yet by any stretch of imagination. So he says that we make Adonis first not because of Hekka. Not because of Hekka we make Adonis. We say the broch of we have vegetables first in order to be able to say Adonis first. And Tejah has a number of castles in him. Tejah has a number of castles in him that is Mavur that we say we have it first because of Hekka. Not because of Chavilis Chavilis. Some of the questions that were asked, we could theoretically answer. One of the questions was that every Kiddush we make Bechor Gofen, and we say Abdallah. A Kiddush Abdallah, we say the Bracha, and we say Bechor Gofen. Bechor, we can answer that question and say that the Bracha of Bechor Gofen is the Bracha of Kiddush itself. That we've discussed once before, that our opinions holds that the bracha bergagopin is part of Kiddush. It's not a bracha in order to be able to drink. So therefore that's the bracha, that's not Chavidus Chavidus. On Kiddush you have to make two brachas. That's not Chavidus Chavidus. Chavidus Chavidus is you're making a bracha to drink, and you're making a bracha to thank Hashem about the day. Then he says it's Chavidus Chavidus. So that one we could theoretically answer. And say, yes, every Kiddush, every Abdallah, that's why. Because it's all one, it's all from the mitzvah. The other one is matzah. And we say Achilas Matzah, and we say Amitzvah on Aretz. Our opinions to say that one is going on the top matzah and one is going on the second matzah. So maybe also no problem with Chavidus Chavidus. Indeed, one of them is going on that, one's going on that. So it's a question might be you might ask, and then why don't we take two pieces of lettuce and make a bracha of one on that and one on that? You could ask on that. So I haven't conquered this city yet fully, but I want to see the Rosh. I want to see the Rosh on this paper and take him in there. One other point which was mentioned yesterday was Ram, who asked that why Tosha says about making a bracha on Mori, why don't we make a bracha on Dom on Mori? And Tosha says, and we saw two mahalchim. One mahalchim we had is the Rosh Farmer says the bracha that you make before the meal part of this. The other one was it's part of the meal, and we had the Avram. If Avram was asking, he doesn't understand the whole point. How can you make a bracha on Mori? It's bitter, and you shouldn't be making a bracha on Mori in the first place. Hadam, you shouldn't be making a Mori. This is a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says you make Hadam on Mori. So, how can I? So, we added to his point. The halacha is that if you have something which is very bitter, and you're eating it for a floor, you don't make a bracha. So to hear that, you're eating it, you're having something bitter, you shouldn't make a bracha. So, first of all, the answer to that is that who said it's bitter? So there's different types of mora. There's a mora which is chazeres, which is lettuce, which of course you make a bracha dom on. Why not? It might be a bit sharp, but it's not something which is. It has to be something which your cheikh is not nene from. Something which your palate is a good thing for us, but yeah, it doesn't benefit from it. But lettuce and things like that, it does. So maybe that, of course make a dhamma. And if you're eating tamchol, which is some type of maybe even sharp grain, then in the Chana, Torah B'Yashar says you wouldn't make a bracha dhamma on it. Because something like that, you don't have any anol from. So the Gemara that says you have a make a dhamma is talking about when you have chazeres. Something which you have, something which is some type of grain, so B'Yashar indeed says that you shouldn't be making bracha on that, because if you don't have an off from it, if your body doesn't have an off from it, you wouldn't make a bracha.
So if you want to be sure of yourself, you like silk and
that's if you like it, then you're benefiting from it. Yeah, I'm talking about something which is so bitter that the chesh is not in it. Okay, so we saw, before we move on to the Rosh, let's just remind ourselves what went on with Tosfos. Tosfos had a kasha, why don't we say the bracha of Bepi Adama? Why don't we say the bracha of Bepi Adama on Mori? So it says, don't tell me it's because you made the bracha by Yodama beforehand, because Gabi, because the Hesek, how do you know it's a Hesek? He said, like I said earlier in Daf Kuf Gimel, what was the Ryan Daf Kuf Gimel that was a Hesek? Because of the wine, right? In fact, he says you make a bracha on every wine. The fact that you make a bopi agafim every cup of wine, that's the eye of that tzatzik. So why don't you make a bracha on bopi adama? Why don't you make a bracha on bopi adama? So Tay says, so the Rashbam actually held it wasn't a hesed. Rashbam, if it's a tzav adam, they all held it wasn't a hesed. And the bracha you made beforehand does help for afterwards. But Tay says doesn't hold it. Tay says holds that it's the meta hesed. So why don't you make a bracha on bopi adama? Taste the test well because it's part of the meal. Why is it part of the meal? It's something which is an appetizer. It helps eat. It helps you eat, and therefore it's part of the meal. That's what taste is whole. And let's look at the Rosh Hashanah here. He tackled this point. Rosh, Pega, Simon Chavot. Was exempted with the broccoli made in Yerachis. Velaini, says Rosh, he's quoting one of the Rishayim in the Reef. Velaini, to Asta Chadaita Vagoda Valera. You ready? We must hear that.
What do you mean, Agoda Valera?
Vagoda, because the stipulation is inside. Halela is Hala.
Hala,
yeah.
Why is it Rosh?
So you have it. Between eating the first kalpas and eating the mara, you have both Hagada and Hara.
Really, really want to hear now. You should mention it in two details.
How do you know this? Now, what's the Rosh Israel? What's the Rosh Israel that there's a heptic of Hagada Alina? Taste of all right from the fact you make both break off in every cup. Or Taste said that is the Alok, you make both break off in every cup. He brings a rye from a Gemara later on. So, Mina, come on. And Noitel, Yodov, the Tiburishin, if you wash your hands for a cow pass, sorry, Shehitel Yodov, the Tiburishin, you have to wash your hands again. Before you see Mara, you have to wash your hands.
Before the Maitre.
Even though you already washed your hands before Kalpas, you have to wash your hands before Maitre. How do you know that? Also the Gemara. Why is the Gemara sort of on Tiddleshin? Why didn't it say on the Matzah? I have to learn the Gemara properly. Yes, we'll see it next week maybe. That's because I already asked him.
Yes?
Come on, the next stuff, the next omen.
Why? What's he doing?
The Gemara says that somebody who washed his hands for the first dipping has to wash his hands for the second dipping. So he's asking, why say for the second dipping? Say, yeah, Tasha's asking. Tasha's not Dafka, not Kat, Bishabul Shani. Right. Yes, why don't we talk about the bread? You don't have to always speak in Muslim. So, love dafka knockout tibble shani, the obviously bosamaiti, the way in the kinis of dime. And agab tibble rishin, knockout tibble shani. Since it spoke about you wash your hands for the first dipping, I'm saying you're washing your hands for the second dipping, but it means washing hands for the bread and the dipping, for the amaiti and the dipping after.
Okay.
So that he wouldn't be mechuyev b'mar.
So maybe this would teach us
that. I'd say that doesn't mean. I mean, after let's wait for the Gemara. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let's wait for the Gemara. I don't want to say anything until I've learned it properly. So the Gemara then says, and that's the Rosh's raya. It says, "I know the yodah b'tzibul rishin tzoch sheyotel yodah b'tzibul sheni." Why? Because there was a Hesach Hadas. What is the Hesach Hadas? Between the Karpas and the bread and the matzah. There's a Hesach Hadas. You see, clearly, there's a Hesach Hadas by God Tovele. Clearly, there's a Hesach Hadas between a Godot and Hanel. So if so, we've got a question then. So why do we not make a bracha of Oyepiyadama on the Mar? We're learning the Rosh now. So why don't we make a bracha on the Mor? So now listen, remember our Tosfos answers? From the Tosfos answers, Yeshua?
Your head's
still
thinking about the
more.
It's covered by bread.
Because it's an appetizer. Listen to what the Rosh says. It says you have to eat matzahs together with mori, or mori together with matzahs. And you have to bring the mor off to the matzah. Hilkoch hava kedvorim haboyim b'seich hasuda machmas hasuda. Therefore, it comes under the category of things that come in the meal because of the meal. Sheinzer and bracha leidus neim v'le'achim. You don't need to make a bracha not before and not after. Probably said the worst thing you could have said this morning. Say that, bring your eye then, part of the meal. Say that, because it says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah called the Chazeres, he sees part of the meal. Because it says in the Mishnah, he sees part of the meal. So you see, it's called paperis. You see, it's part of the meal. The Tana became the Mavokan, it's in the Fush and the Gemara, in the Mishnah then, it's the Mavokan, Birkhalapas, process of paperis. That aspect is like Tosfos. You said it a bit too early. Says Tosfos. Says the Rosh. No, I'll let you correct yourself. Says the Rosh, that you know why you don't make a bracha of Bopi Adama on the morning? Because it's part of the meal. And we know the Mishnah called it part of the meal. The Mishnah called it paperis. And the Mishnah in bracha says you made a bracha on the bread. You don't make a bracha on the paperis. It is part of the meal. Just like Tosfos. So why is it part of the meal? Why does the Rosh say it's part of the meal?
Because
it's part of the meal. Because of a religious reason. It became part of the meal. It's not really part of the meal. It became part of the meal. I think, according to Tosfos, it is part of the meal. It's an appetizer.
So why does the Rosh use the same appearance?
Because once it is part of the meal, then we can say the same as Tosfos.
The Rosh needs both.
Just because the public says about the meal, therefore what?
You don't have to, it's covered by hamotzi.
How do you know it's covered by hamotzi?
Because it's part of the meal.
How do you know there's something part of the meal, even if you don't eat it with a dip? How do you know it's part covered with hamotzi? How do you know that?
Like our Mishnah teaches.
Because the Mishnah in Brocken says that Birech HaLapaz Potter's a paperis.
Right.
And the Mishnah here calls it a paperis. So you see that it's part of the meal, and therefore you don't make a broth on it. But why is it part of the meal? Because of our lucky reason. Only because of that.
If it wasn't for the pasuk, then it wouldn't be called paperis in the Mishnah.
If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, it would not be a paperis.
Right. What about
our Mishnah
that calls it
paperis? Because of the pasuk. Amishah came after the pasuk. The pasuk says you have to eat more in the meal. So then it's part of the meal. Like if all the gazach, a religious thing can make it, and also can make it part of the meal. It's already part of the meal.
So what is part of it? What is part of it? So that's part of it. What is
something which you normally eat in a meal.
And the same mar is not what you usually don't, but pickles and small fish.
Do. Pickles and small fish are so bad as appetizers as you would. But these, you don't know meat as much as the milk.
That is good. Most of the same you do.
Right.
Most of the same you do.
Right. Let's have a look at the Mordechai together. The Mordechai speech is now a little bit clearer. Says the Mordechai. Mordechai is on page Damascus in the old editions, all the way back, right to the back. That's right, Lamaschet. There you have it, Rafi. At the bottom. The Kufta is right at the bottom, about 6 lines up on the bottom of the page. Lamaschet and Aleph, 6 lines up on the end of the page. Seven. It says Zav Kufta says all in brackets. No, yeah, I don't know what you have, honestly.
Yeah.
This whole figure a little bit, that bit clearer. Ela malchis tamavor v'epi adama v'al achilas mori v'ochlo. Mikan kosher lemaase kosher of Yosef. Anyone remember his name? Chavalim. Lomi yirokis v'im mitkilo. Why do we? He asked. Why do we eat yirokis first? Kidei niftor mori min abracha oyala. In order to exempt the mori from its bracha. Shein lemeshteim ki'acha. Achas is changed the gift to Al-Shtir or Yal-Achila. You shouldn't make both brachas on one eating or drinking. Meshlam da'ina chavilis chavilis. It says the matcha, it's very difficult. So Acham minon, the mabach is same kiachot. And Al-Gamar, it says you do make both on one bracha. Vayna vayipi adama, Val-Achilis mori biyachas. So now, loy kosheich mabach is same kiachot. What do we do with the greatest self? Alan's question. The problem is no problem with chavilas by birchas nenin. Can the mepharsh tell the Mishnah like it's apparent from the Mishnah of the Fidat? Okay. Oy kasha. Hey, he matches the name. Tisha yirachis b'teres mori mebracha shalafanov. How could we wait to serve Adam say? Now the reason why we make Bavir Adama earlier is to pass the mori that we eat in the meal. Ha'asach adayte ba'agodav alele. There's esach adatu ragodav nahalel. That places his. That places his whole matri. That's esach adat. Sorry, may have been tying with I got that later that you said been tying being a tibble shell shayroka is between the dipping of the other vegetables or being a tibble shell more and between the dipping of more. From a high time and Nami Omrinon, and this is the reason why the Kamon on Amad Beis we say, and later the other Bitzibul Rishayim, so she is the other Bitzibul Shani, Mr. Mezachadas. Good appreciates that Igmar explains. So you see clearly that there is Esach Adas. So how can a Vishnu save Alan or the Rajbam say that the reason why I make Adama beforehand is passes up the morrow in the meal? It's not true that there's Esach Adas. The Chain early says the Mordechai. The Vadai Shayroka is Einon Poichos Mi Brocha Shalapano. The other vegetables does not exempt the morrow from the Brocha beforehand. In Tzimai, okay, and if so, Lama, Hein boin. So why do we have the moin? Why do we have the kalpas? If the kalpas is then not to exempt the moin, so why do we have it? Even the ein boin lift the moin, if they're not coming to exempt the moin, so why do we have it? They shreim at the boin, it's really case, you know, because they're coming as a hecker. You know, mean hello, like we said earlier. Abel kosher, kiven d'shayir okis einon poitras moroi. Now that we've come to a conclusion, it doesn't exempt it because there is efsek and it's barely for hecker. Imkain man poter moroi mi brachel afanov. Who exempted the moroi from the brachel beforehand? Veishleim at the past poter le moroi. The past is. Who said that? Which Rishon said the past part of the moroi? Rosh and Tosfos. Tosfos and Rosh. Now why? Bimtoima. Now here's the question. Valoi kol machol v'yirokeis. All vegetables have a dvoim haboyim b'sechas v'do shaloi machmat v'sudo. They did not use to eat vegetables in a meal. And therefore, if you'd eat a vegetable in a meal, you would have to make a bracha before it. It's stuck even in the brewing town. So there's a raw carrot in the meal. Come to the Mishnah Berurah, not now this, but come to the Mishnah Berurah, you would make a bracha by Bia Dominis. Because any vegetable that's eaten in the meal is not part of the meal. If it's cooked, mela. But if it's a raw vegetable, you wouldn't. And Mori is raw. So therefore, you should have to make a bracha. So don't tell me the past is it. You at least need the bracha beforehand, because I'm in a big case of mevorchin. You don't need the bracha afterwards, but at least you need the bracha beforehand. The Yoimari says the Mordecha. The Shani Mori. Mori is different. The Kivan de Achmono Kave Apat. Since the Torah required you to eat it with bread, to sit on matzah and roi and yoichluhu, veloi sagi veloi achilis moi. You can't eat your matzah without your moi. The Torah says that you have to eat it. In Cain, aveleis voim aboyim b'secha sudo machmas sudo. Now, the Torah made it past the meal. In Torah bracha leifnei veloi achir. This is the shit of the Rosh. The Rosh and the Mordechai says that you're right. It's not really part of the meal. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos says, yeah, we can refer to it as an appetizer. No, it's not really part of the meal at all. It's not part of the meal. So why then do you not make a bracha beforehand? Because it's now part of the meal. Hashem made it part of the meal. Why did Hashem make it part of the meal? Because the Torah says, a matzah is umarim, that you have to eat something with your matzah. The mela is considered part of the meal. Why didn't they say right, they know. The Matzah knew it's not Eastern with it.
The same thing happened because it is
in the Torah pulled it in the middle. Yeah, why? Yeah, so why did Sayyid Marlan like the Mordechai in this? So it could be, first of all, maybe Mordechai is a tremendous chiddush. Since the Torah included this as part of the Rosh and the Mordechai, since the Torah included this as part of the meal, therefore it has a deep of part of the meal, it's a tremendous chiddush. Passes, bread passes, things that are connected to it. See, it's not really connected to it. The Torah put it in there. That could be one shot. I don't know what Rafi started saying. Some we show him that. That bread only part of something which could be eaten with the bread. Not that you have to eat it with the bread, but at least it could be eaten with the bread. Moi cannot be eaten with the bread. Moi matzah is matzah, and there's moi. You can't eat them separately. So at least that's how we pass it now. It cannot be eaten with the bread. So now you have to come to a new reason why it should be part of a meal, and the fact that it facilitates eating more bread, that's the reason. So it could be one of those two reasons why Jesus didn't learn like the Rosh and the Mordechai. Yeah, that's what, but we pass, and you have to eat matzah and moroi separately. One thing I want to point out, a tremendous nafkamina al-alocha. between the Rishpam, Tosfos, and the Mordechai. What's halacha is somebody eats more on Seder night and then decides to eat some more. So does he make a bracha on what he continues to eat? Yeah. He had more. And then he decides he wants to eat more.
Part of the meal, well, when did he eat together? And you have an issue if you're eating it separately or not.
Meaning, very good.
Meaning you might, you would have to say a bracha.
According to the Mordechai and according to the Rosh. No, according to the Mordechai and according to the Rosh, the reason why it's part of the meal is because Hashem put it part of the meal. In fact, it's not really part of the meal. It's just Hashem put it part of the meal. So now if I now go on to have some more chazeres, some more letters, some more more, then I would have to make a bracha. Because my bread, I might have been in batches.
During the meal.
After the mitzvah.
Yeah, I had a chazer. I wanted some more. Because bread and your pasta are things which are part of the meal. And I the monk that speaks out, chazer is not really part of the meal. It's only part of the meal because Hashem pulled it in the meal. But what does Hashem put in the meal? The kedai, that's it.
No, because
that's what the mitzvah is. More than that is in the mitzvah. Once you've had your kedai and you've finished eating your mori, now is any more mori connected to the meal?
Sure.
Why should we connect to the meal?
For any mori.
What bracha?
Mori.
Anachin is mori. No, anachin is mori for the kedai. For the mitzvah. The bracha of anachin is mori for the mitzvah. We want to make a hanenim. Why do you have to make a birchas hanenim? The bracha of bari pri adama. Why do you not have to? That's the question I'm saying to you. Because the bread patter it. Why does the bread patter it? Because of the mitzvah. Because the Torah says this has to be eaten together with your bread. They say that, I ate that together with bread. Now, 20 minutes later, I want to have some more. So the Torah says this also has to be part of the bread meal. If it doesn't have to be, it's not part of the meal. So what? Oh, my God. Concentrators, then the pshat is, there's an appetizer, so it's a physical thing, it's not a lucky thing, it's a physical thing. If it's a physical thing, it'll be part of me, you wouldn't make a bracha for a
better dollar. It's not even a question, of course you wouldn't make
something that's a personal question. That's what I'm going to say in a second. First concentrator, what I will say in a second, you could be right, you could be wrong. First concentrators and the Rosh and the Rothschild. The tremendous documentary in the Tosfos and the Mordechai. Good Tosfos. It's a physical thing. Does this create an appetite? Yes. It's part of the meal, you don't make a drop on it. So even if it's not part of the mitzvah, according to the Mordechai, the Quran, it's not part of the meal. He said, Iraqis, you should make a broth in the meal. So why do you not make a broth on it? Don't tell me because of the bread. Because it's not part of the meal. You should make a broth before it. It's like eating grapes in the meal. You make a bracha beforehand, so why don't you make a bracha? Yeah, I'll tell you why, because the Torah said that this has to be eaten with your matzah. So this has to be eaten. And the minute I finish eating that, and I want to eat some more later, that doesn't have to be eaten with your matzah. So that is not included in the bracha of the pasuk. And you have to make a new bracha on the chavetz.
You want to eat matzah again, you make another
matzah. No. Achilles matzah you only make in the mitzvah. No. You know, I'm mixing up the bracha of Achilles matzah with a mitzvah and I. Achilles matzah, Achilles more, you only make on the mitzvah. And once you've done the mitzvah. If you want to eat more, you wouldn't make again Achilles matzah because you've already done the mitzvah. You have no chiyuv to eat more matzah. So you don't make another bracha of Achilles matzah. Hamitzvah made on bread. Hamitzvah best than any, made on bread. So of course that passes all the bread you eat.
Right. Yeah, but why doesn't it pass all the
mar? Because hamitzvah doesn't pass the grapes in a meal. Because not really a mighty self pattern is any food that is connected to bread. A mighty is a mighty lechem in art, not a mighty grapes, right? A mighty lechem in art. So why do I have to make a book on meat that eat? A mighty isn't meat. So if somebody would start his meal on a Tuesday afternoon on just having space and he makes an almighty echonot, it's a bracha, I tell him he has to make another bracha. Hamaiti doesn't pater meat. So why, if you're in the middle of meal, do you not need to make a bracha on your meat?
It's
part of the bread meal. And hamaiti paters anything which is part of a bread meal. So are vegetables part of a bread meal? Says the matcha and says Rosh, they're not. They're not part of a bread meal. So why don't you make a bread gradoma on your maroi? They're not part of a bread meal. How much does the pater it? Says the matcha, they all say, they're part of the bread meal. Why? Because Hashem said you have to eat it together with your bread, so it became part of your bread meal. So that's what it's so. If I have some maroi afterwards, that's not mechuyav to eat. So Hashem didn't say it's part of my bread meal. So how can I eat it without making a bracha? Don't tell me I'm mighty part of it, because I'm mighty only part of the things which have to do with the bread meal. And lettuce and vegetables are not part of the bread meal. So you still have to make a new bread meal, I don't want it.
But
The first one's part of the meal.
That's what's going on here. That's very tough to say.
What do you mean?
If you're saying it's much of the Shem put it in here, it's hard to say no in the second if I want to eat them later.
Hashem didn't put it in there.
The meal is still the meal. I'm in the middle of the
Hashem stuff. Didn't put that vegetable in here.
And I would still have given the respect and said, Adama, before I ate my Mararo. There's the two brachas there. If you're saying it's
what?
If the Rav is saying it's not part of the meal.
The first one is.
It's part of the meal and it's still the meal. How does it exclude the meal?
Because the first one is part of the meal. First one I have to.
Yes.
I give an example. No, I'm not going to give an example because it would be a bad example. But the Hashem said these foods have to be eaten with the bread. So when I made the bracha on the bread, it's not without that food as well. But Hashem didn't say also if you have chazeres for dessert.
I didn't have to.
Why didn't take a part of the meal?
I'll ask the question if I go. If I'm going off, please.
Okay.
I'm having little pieces of cucumbers called Israeli salad. I'm not going to make a rock on it. I go, these are great cucumbers. Yeah, this is the cucumber. May I have this? Yeah, I want to just taste this alone. Would I not say I have to buy the middle of my bread meal on this cucumber? That's a whole cucumber as opposed to what I've been eating the same cucumber.
If it's not part of the meal, you would make other one.
But once I've made it part of the meal, it's part of the meal.
So have you made it part of the meal?
The Rav is saying that Hashem made it part of the meal.
Hashem made the first kizayis a part of the meal, yes, because you have to eat it together with your matzah. Now anything else is not part of the meal. Hashem is on the Rebbe said, that's an afkiminati nisimachim. According to Taisus, says Hashem is on, you wouldn't make a broccoli. It actually doesn't speak out Taisus. Hashem is on, just says an alocha. Hashem is on, says somebody who has lettuce. Not lettuce, how many gives that we is part of, is considered the salad nowadays. So somebody who eats chazeres in the end of the meal would make a bracha of adama on it. That's what Hashem is on the Rebbe says. Because now it's not popular. Even though he's already eaten chazeres in the meal, because he's already fulfilled the mitzvah, and this chazeres is not part of the meal. Why? He's having it in the mitzvah together with his meat. But the bracha of amoiti only passes up things which are bread related, and a chazeres integrally is not bread related. Happened to be that one part of it was. Shemayim pulled in the first chazeres. That's it. You would have to make another bracha adama. I'm adding, and that's only according to the Rosh and the Mordechai, but according to the Tosfos, that said it's a physical thing, it's an appetizer, you wouldn't have to make a bracha.
So the remainder of eating the first eating
with the matzah, you know, after the matzah, and suppose that he didn't lay out exactly the concise. He had a concise and a half, or two concise. In the middle of eating, he'd have to stop and say,
it's a good point you're saying, but no, because as long as it's considered one eating, then it's all considered one meal.
Meal is not one eating?
When Hashem says you have to have a kezayis, it means literally only a kezayis. It means kezayis minimum. But you can have two kezayis in, and as long as...
Something takes a drink of water, then he goes and has
to...
Where's the break in the eating of the...
Let's say if it's after Achilles Christ. Because then it's considered new eating. Let's say that. That's considered a new eating. So if I don't know what that would be if you stop drinking in the middle, but definitely after a break of Achilles Pras, it's definitely considered a new eating. That new eating of Gano Chiyuv
would require.
And you would, says the Shem Zalman Amar Levach, you would have to make a new brach adama according to Moschai and Rosh. I'm adding to what he said that Rechayi couldn't say it's not an appetizer. He said it's an appetizer. It is an appetizer. Now what about the Rashbam? Come to Rashbam. Rashbam says that the bracha of Pei Adama that you made earlier helps for later. So would you have to make another bracha of Adama if you decide to eat the vegetable, some chazeres, 20 minutes into the meal? Would you have to? So if Shem Zalman says a chazeres with this, okay, yes, but since you never intended to eat that vegetable, you just decided in the middle of the meal, so your bracha b'Adama, which you made earlier, was only for that first chazeres. You never dreamt you'd want another chazeres in the middle of the meal, and therefore, even a concierge mom, he says you would have to make a bracha, a new bracha b'Adama, on chazeres you eat in the meal. So the chiddush, the halacha is passing like that. Some of you wasn't mishyat potatoes, the halacha might eat paskin. The same time of paskin, that somebody decides to eat chazeres in the meal, would make a bracha b'Adama. Yes.
I just looking between them in terms of the hierarchy in the middle of the meal, but it seems like if something is mafshe, your appetite, does that classify it as a mafshe or not? According to Tosos, if it's mamshik appetite, even though the bed is not part of the pot, but still it's mamshik appetite, then it is considered mekmat svida. According to Mordechai, it isn't.
It would not be considered father. Yeah, that you could say. You have to look in brachas to make sure that it does fit in. But come to our little figure here, that's how we could resolve it, right? And you could make a machlokes mitzvahs, or you could say no, there's machlokes in din. What's the difference? Something which is creates an appetite, so you make a bracha on that. You have to learn the figure in brachas really there to know if that's correct, but it's definitely how you could learn that. So, yes, Rafi, what's your ask?
So in the middle of the meal, the person wants grapes, this is Gora Bay. Thank you. Sits back, 20 minutes later, he gives a hankering for more grapes. He didn't have in mind, he said that he
was. Sure. That's definite. That's definite. Something
was that at the end of the
sentence? Not a great sentence.
No, this is absurd because he didn't have it in mind, and later on.
So
during the Moro, if the person knew there was going to be more later, he wouldn't say the bracha.
If when he made the bracha on Karpas, he knew he was going to eat more later, then he wouldn't make another bracha.
Not on the Moro when he ate, so then he would say out the Mama next time.
That's what he's saying. It's not so. So he's saying it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The fact that he said a mosi is there feels as a regular mitzvah. No, but including the meat.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. That is that's the Moshe, the Rosh. So that's the big enough community in Tesis, the Moshe, and the Rashbam. Yeah, the Rashbam, if it says Adam. And the on one side of the scene telling us that there's no hefsek. On the other side of the scene we have the Mordechai, the Rosh. And Tosfos saying there is hefsek. And the reason why you don't make a bracha is because the bread passes it. So now let's finish off the Rosh. The Rosh says he wants to resolve Rashi. You have it back to the Ross. Venerali Loikosa the Pinish Rasra. Then he got the Velela, even though I got an Halel. Have Hesachadas, Leni Netila, even though it's Hesachadas regarding washing your hands. Hainu Mishum, Dilma Asach Daite. Maybe he wasn't keeping track. The Noga, but Mokka, as an Ephes, and he touched a dirty area. Tiadayim, Askani, because hands are always busy. And therefore, we're worried they touched a sweaty area, which you need to wash your hands again. But regarding eating, Kiv and Shabir, Bopi Adam Ali Rockies. But he made the bracha Bopi Adam on the vegetables. The Chazer is the fun of him, and he knows he's got Chazer in front of him. And he knows he's going to eat it. That's not considered they've given up eating. The income lo yetachadas relation in mockery. Shehei tzorich levach. There's no shin in mockery, there's no yetachadas, and therefore you don't need to make a new broch. And he brings a right for it halal. So maybe that's how he wants to. Shin in mockery is also a way of yetachadas. Right? So two ways of having hetzachadah, two ways of saying that a person would have to make a new bracha. Either he gave up eating, or he changed the location. But in this case, he didn't have either. He didn't give up eating, and he was sitting in the same place the whole time. Yeah, he's zipping the right, he's chaveim, even if he did change, if he left someone there, then you still don't have to make another bracha. So Kolskin, if you stayed in the same place, so maybe that's how he wants to resolve the Rashbam, his Alam, that although regarding the Nesis Tzitzayim, which was the right on the base, it is called the Hesach Hadas, but regarding the Brochers, it's not called a Hesach Hadas. Not called a Hesach Hadas regarding the Brochers. That's your Mina. According to this. He's now resolved the restaurant. Now, for minute on this, is how many brachas do you make on wine? We have wine at the beginning of the meal. Wine for kiddush. Then wine just before I got up. Do we make another bracha on Bari Paragraph and on the second cup of wine?
A regular day you would.
Chaitin Kufgimel said you do because the hashtag of Halel and Agada. That's the Shitofle here who says that you'd have to make Adoma on your Chazeres. And the only reason why you don't is because the bread passes it. Because those laws have got an Halel is a hashtag. That's the Inke in the Rosh. The Rosh Bam says, no hashtag. Because it's in front of the wine's in front of you. You're going to have another cup of wine. The Rosh Bam also did regard the vegetables.
It was taken away and then brought back, so for a while it was out of your view. Is that what he's saying?
No. The Rosh Bam is saying that also for vegetables. The Adoma you made for Karpas helps you for the meal. So it's not ethic, right? That's what the Rosh Bam holds. It's not ethic. If it's not ethic, then who I didn't come up with it then wouldn't be ethic, and therefore come to the way when I learned in Rosh Bam, you would not make a new Bayberg offen on the second cup of wine. That means we have an achleik as it says in Rosh Bam. Is Agod and Halel a hashtag? Faith of is with two nafkaminas. One is he's going to make a new Bopi Agopen on the wine. The second nafkamina is that you should really have to make a Bopi Adoma on your vegetables, on your chazeres. And the only reason why you don't is because it's covered by the bread. The same game, the Ashbam, he's Chodek. He owns Agod and Halel, it's not hashtag. If it's not hashtag, it's two nafkaminas. Number one is the chazeres, the Bopi made Adoma on the vegetables will help you for the Adoma of the meal. And the bread wouldn't, because the bread is, it's not really a bread, it's nothing to do with the bread meal. So made a...
Just
say
it's not prepared.
Yeah, that's the discussion. Okay. It's not considered part of the meal, and never you need the adama to pass it. And the inking, according to another nafkamina would be Bopi Agopen on the wine. That according to Rashbam, there would not be a need to make a new Bopi Agopen on the wine. There are opinions though saying that you still make a bracha Bopi Agopen on the wine is because it's a new mitzvah. That's like a new swine. It's a new mitzvah. So that's that. That's the sugya of this. We've had a whole bunch of shitters, and a lot of them get together. There was Bam and Reis, Pesach, Ilim on one side, And what do they hold? Is Hagamah Hala a hefzik?
No,
not a hefzik. Is it part of the bread meal? Is Mara part of the bread meal?
No, no, really.
Well, it must be not. He said the reason why you need to eat beforehand. The Reish Lakish said, why do we have vegetables before the meal? So pass her up. No. Why do we have vegetables for meal? So pass up the mori in the meal. That means the old is not part of the meal. Because Ram also holds that. That's not part of the meal. Why should there not be part of the meal? Because they don't hold them appetizers, I have a wrong saying, and the religious reason doesn't make it part of the meal. That's the basis of Adam and Rashbam. Then we moved on, we had on the other extreme, we had Tosfos who holds that Hagamah is a hefsek. And the reason why you don't make a bracha on your maror is because it's mamish part of the bread meal. And then we have someone in between saying that that's the Mordechai and the Rosh, that it is a hesek. They hold up places that is a hesek, but they don't hold up places that's mamish part of the meal. They hold more like Rashbam and Rishis. I don't know, it's not really part of the meal, but then the Chadish, the religious reason, the Benatoria brings it in, then the Chadish, then that makes it part of the meal, and therefore you don't have to make another bracha on it. So there's like the three opinions. Everyone at the end of the day agrees you don't make a bracha and when you eat the mori, everyone agrees to that. But wow, how it came to that, right? From completely different diversion, how it got there. The Nafka Minute is that somebody who I had to talk between making, having kalpas and eating mori. And that's so.
You
obviously you're talking about that God and that's not a hesed, but you'll have to discuss shouldn't it's either night, right? But you'll have to in my shoes or go and put the food on the go and put the food on the hot plate or something. You'll have to talk about things that aren't to do with Sifri Sitzvah, right? Obviously on Seder night, is a day of Kodik Kedusha, and you don't want to talk about anything other than Seder night. But is there an instance at all in the middle of the say, what do you say? God then says, is there an issue to talk? Or what would be the issue? Because I have to think between my brother and all. So we start here. God then says, you shouldn't talk because you're making actions in the block of Sophia Dalla. And tomorrow you're going to be eating afterwards.
Isn't this in the Philistine time?
So you'll say again that in order to be able to eat my second dip, so everything which is in order to get there, that's not called a hesed. But let's talk about something else. Yeah, he doesn't talk if he did. Why doesn't somebody go to the bathroom? That's the actual thing.
Involved in
the vegetables. Nothing to do with the vegetables.
You don't have to test your program. You just have to make sure you stay before the next time you go.
So the truth is, everything I just said is wrong. You're allowed to talk. You're allowed to talk. You don't want them, you're allowed to talk. Because you ate. No! Because once you've eaten, you did eat the vegetable. You made the bach of Adama. You did eat the vegetable. And once you started eating, now you're allowed to talk. You're allowed to talk in the middle of the meal. Why? Because your mind needs to continue eating. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's only if you talk before eating with the problem. But here, you made that up and you did, and you started eating. So you're not supposed to them. So after that, you're not supposed to talk. So, according to everyone, you're not supposed to talk. So here's the way you must be upset. According to Rashbam, you shouldn't be upset. Right? Can you go, what happens if you went for a walk? We had that on a Saturday night. One of my kids started crying like crazy. A young lady. We could not continue to say that. It's impossible. So somebody took the kid for a walk. Do you make another bracha? I don't want you when you start your mind.
Yeah,
same here. Okay, very good. You have to come on to the thousand same in this thing. I think in a good state says that's fair, but well, part of the meal you wouldn't have to make another bracha. So that's Some making his meal on his own and they have to his effort. Whatever, you can make up the story there to leave the house for whatever reason was. Yeah, there was a family of Kehanim and somebody died next door. So they have to leave the house for a scruple. So they have to go to another building, continue the agada, to make another berakah adam. According to the Jesus, save Alam and according to the Islam, you would, because it's already as a kadash, sinimokim, according to Tetris, the Mosca, and the Rosh, you do not. So although the bottom line was the same, that Moshe can ask the minister. And we got there, and we got
the cafe yesterday, you know, the mention of...
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
We did that, though, didn't we? Before, the cafe.